Today's podcast is brought to you by Howie's new book, Paperboy. To order today, go to HowieCarshow.com and click on store.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Car Show.
We will honor all the martyrs.
We will honor all the martyrs.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, ah, that's how it always starts.
Overnight in New York City, a tense drama unfolding at Columbia University.
But then later there's running and screaming.
NYPD officers using a SWAT-style truck to enter Hamilton Hall by force.
Hey, want to hear the most annoying sound in the world?
Guys! Guys! Guys!
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
We should have been a peaceful protest. It has basically been co-opted by professional outside agitators.
But I'm not going to be stampeded or blackjacked because some outside agitators themselves have accused us of police brutality.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. So the fraternity at UNC that guarded the flag after it was raised by the interim chancellor after the Nazi hippies were routed yesterday afternoon is Pi Kappa Phi. And they've so far, they've gotten donations of $148,000. Not going to have to be buying any Milwaukee's Best at Pi Kappa Phi for
a few
months. Yeah,
the whole purpose of the fundraiser is it's called Pi Kappa Phi Men Defended Their Flag. Throw them a rager.
I think they can cut in KA and Beaks and a lot of the other houses on campus with that kind of money. Anyway, but I'm glad that I congratulate him on doing that and making everybody from UNC, however long ago they were there, like me, look good. 844-500-4242. Oh, their lawmakers are sparring over protest speech. You just look at these people and you can see which side they're on almost, you know? I wonder which side Nadler is on. And again, as Officer Mark said, his new Secret Service code name is Lemon Pound Cake. I thought it was Nathan's extra cheese dog. Steve, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Steve.
Oh, hi, Howie. How are you?
Hi, good.
Long time listener. I just got to be vague about this, but from what I understand, I'm associated with a institution, Higher mm-hmm. Knowledge, and from what I understand, recently that institution was warned of an impending incident that was predicted to come by a law enforcement agency.
Yeah,
and I'll just say it wasn't a local, and it wasn't a state law enforcement agency.
Mm-hmm.
If you get my meaning,
yes.
And I guess, you know, what's interesting is it's been fairly quiet at this place, but they're being told to, you know, batten down the hatches, so to speak, and get ready for something coming. Apparently there's some sort of intelligence out there, you know, that they're looking at.
You mean hippies? You mean, is it hippies or some kind of terrorism?
Oh, no, it's the hippies, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, some sort of impending protest. Although, you know, this is a place where, you know, there are a lot of diverse viewpoints,
right,
apparently. So, you know, I think they're worried about, you know, something happening soon.
Yeah. I think, you know, they've really, I think a lot of these foreign students, especially the ones from the Mideast, they're really concerned about these calls for them to be deported immediately and have their stripped of their visas if they get out of line. Because you know, as much as they love chanting "Palestine must be free from the river to the sea," none of them want to go back to make that a reality, do they, Steve? Have you noticed that?
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Yeah, there are no big Hamas recruiting tables or Hezbollah recruiting tables in Harvard Square or, you know, or in Morningside Heights or Lincoln Center. None of these people are UCLA. None of these terrorist organizations are recruiting here. Nobody wants to go back and go into those tunnels in Rafah, get ready to fight the Zionists. Thanks for the call, Steve. 844-500-4242. 917, how long before the FBI starts investigating everybody who contributed to that NC fraternity's kegger fund? Well, it's Justin Trudeau is not in control of the United States of America, thank goodness.
You know who the top donor, guess who the top donor is?
Elon Musk?
Bill Ackman. $10,000.
That's great. Harvard and UNC, the two schools that were sued for anti-white discrimination to get together again, Harvard and UNC. That's great. Bill Ackman, he's the big hedge fund guy who led the fight to get rid of Claudine Gay. That's fantastic. Does it have anybody else who's at the top?
No, it's I don't think there are big names after that.
No, that's funny, though. That's great. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. I'll read you just some stuff, some of the illegal aliens in the news. We've been neglecting illegal alien crime for a couple of days here. Sanctuary County, Maryland. This is Montgomery County, Maryland. They have all kinds of terrible problems with illegal aliens, gangbangers, killing girls, etc., running amok, drunk drivers. This is a drunk driver, I guess. Illegal alien accused of killing 27-year-old Jacques Price. He's the 27, the father of a 5-year-old boy. It was a hit and run. Gilver Yevini Zelaya Diaz, a 42-year-old illegal.
And I get compliments on the hyphen.
Price was minding his own business, skateboarding at the time. Diaz was driving without a license when he struck the American who was skateboarding. He left the American dead on the ground. He's an illegal alien who was on probation at the time of the fatal crash. He had recently been released from federal prison, and prosecutors said he has failed to appear in court on 5 separate occasions. He was previously, the illegal alien who's now killed an American and run away, was previously arrested on drug charges as well as on assault and armed robbery charges. Despite being an illegal alien, he has never been deported. You know, it used to be in the old days, if you committed serious felonies and you were in prison, federal prison especially, ICE would have a detainer on you and you would immediately be turned over to ICE so you could be deported. Price, who has a 5-year-old son named Jamie, was an avid skateboarder. He and his twin brother had just celebrated their birthday together. And now he's dead and his son doesn't have a father. Because Joe Biden wanted to fundamentally transform America. Dover, Florida. This is in Hillsborough, West Coast. An illegal alien from Guatemala slaughtered a 36-year-old woman and her 4-year-old daughter outside a trailer in Dover. This was Angel Gabriel Kuzchak. A neighbor told police they heard screams around that time but did not call authorities because it was not unusual for the area because the illegal alien often beat this woman. He called his brother in some third world hellhole, I guess, and said that he murdered his girlfriend and her daughter because she had gone out with a friend for 3 hours instead of her allotted hour and a half. So he stabbed her and her daughter to death. Illegal aliens in the news. Sanctuary City, Chicago. Police have made more than 1,000 arrests of Venezuelan illegal aliens in 2024 so far. More than 1,000. While newly arrived Venezuelan illegal alien criminals make up just 1.5% of Chicago's 2.6 million residents, they have accounted for 11%, one out of every nine of all arrests in the first 3 months of 2024. No wonder everybody in Chicago, including the black Democrats, is going crazy about this. Florida just passed a law requiring hospitals to publicize the costs of unpaid care of illegal aliens. Thus far in 2024, the state has been stiffed for $566 million, over a half a billion dollars in free health care for these illegal third world alien freeloading bums. $566 million just so far this year. 844-500-4242. A couple of police blotters from New Hampshire. Nasif Bryan from Manchester. Operating with an expired license. Failure to display plates and bench warrants. Lucas Souza dos Santos of Everett. Lugnan Derry, operating without a valid license. Luis Polivio Chacui Mayan Sala of,
and I get compliments on the hyphen,
of Brockton, arrested in Portsmouth, operating without a valid license and solid line violations. Antonio Jarquin, Lawrence, Massachusetts. A lot of Massachusetts illegals being arrested here in New Hampshire. He's arrested in Greenland, operating without a valid license. Neri Girone, Silver Spring, Maryland. Arrested in Northampton, operating without a valid license. Amanda Floor, Manchester, New Hampshire, arrested in Windham, operating without a valid license.
Does it say how many menthols they had in their car?
It doesn't say. Jamal Livingston from Marlboro, New Hampshire, operating without a valid license. And Bo. Iliodor Chilel Juarez.
And I get compliments on the hyphen.
From,
sure you would, sure you would.
From
yeah.
Lynn. Arrested in Bedford, operating without a valid license. We got more. We got more. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr. We'll be right back. The Howie Carr Show is back.
Today's poll question is brought to you by Perfect Smiles. Don't be fooled by imposters with similar names. If you're unhappy with your smile, you need to visit Dr. Bruce Houghton in Nashua. Call 1-844-A-PERFECT-SMILE or visit perfectsmiles.com. That's perfectsmiles.com. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at HowieCarshow.com, is what was your favorite part of the Columbia University bust? King Slutsky claiming Nazi hippies would die of dehydration. Co-ed screaming as they were being lugged by NYPD. Co-ed screaming, it's finals, can I go home? Janitor in the Yankees hat slugging a Nazi. Or City Hall saying protests were started by outside agitators.
I'm still going with the janitor in the Yankees cap.
40% say the janitor. 18% say King Sklatsky or being lugged by the cops. 16% say finals. Can I go home?
844-500-4242. There's more police crackdowns today. The NYPD has moved into the lobby in Lincoln Center, the Fordham campus in Manhattan, where the hippie Nazis have been hiding out. They're moving in, and at UT, following UT Austin, now they're No, but now following UT Austin, now they're moving into UT Dallas, and they're clearing out that that encampment of hippie Nazis. So, and we'll keep you informed as the afternoon and progresses into evening. 844-500-4242. And by the way, I haven't gone through this very much yet, but the couple of really crooked state troopers have been sentenced. Former state troopers have been sentenced. Last week it was Lieutenant Griffin. He's the one who stole all the money from on the embezzlement scandal with the details out on the turnpike. Troop E that's now disbanded, and he also stole all the filed all the false documents with Belmont Hill to get the scholarships for his kids, his sons, even though he was making literally millions of dollars.
Why are you stealing my money?
Exactly.
Why are you stealing my money?
Afro Man, they only stole 400 from you. These guys stole hundreds of thousands from us in Massachusetts, hundreds of thousands. And then this guy, these two guys, Lieutenant Griffin and Sergeant Robertson, they ordered a subordinate to destroy all the records. And now Griffin got 5 years last week. And today the sergeant got 3 years. And I was just looking over his... Oh, he had respect for authority. I'm just reading the sentencing memorandum from the defense. Mr. Robertson faced on a daily basis the potential dangers. As the wife of a police officer, in the back of your mind, there is always the fear of getting the call. In the case of the state police, the call is, your husband's been arrested. He had his hand in the cookie jar and someone had put up a camera and they got him cold. He had asthma as a child and his sister said that he would comfort me with a little wave, a smile, a nod to let me know it would be okay. He overcame adversity through hard work and discipline. I guess, did he have discipline when he was stealing all those hundreds of thousands of dollars and ordering his subordinate to destroy the records?
You represent the law, and it's funny. You're stealing my legal work hard every day. Pay taxes, money.
Hasn't he suffered enough? He's going to probably lose his pension. He's been collecting for 3 years since he was indicted. Over 3 years since he was indicted. He fled to South Carolina in 2021 while he was awaiting trial. But we should let him go because in 1995, he changed a tire for a guy out on Route 9. That's it. It's in the sentencing memorandum. Gotta let the guy go. How can we even take away his pension? 844-500-4242-413. I want to know, says Limerick Guy, where the hell all these unlicensed illegal invaders are getting the cars they're driving us over us with. They're all being put up for free, free room and board, free everything, including medical and dental care, Limerick Guy. Plus, in Massachusetts, they get welfare checks on top of the free welfare and everything. So they got plenty. If you have no expenses, the $3,000, $4,000 a month in welfare, plus the Women and Children and Infants program, that all adds up to big money. I'm Howie Carr.
From the Matthews Brothers Studios.
I'll just keep reading this these sentencing memoranda on Sergeant Robertson, who got 3 years in prison today. 62. So 3 years means he will do 85% of 3 years. So it's a good stretch. Not as good as 5 years, which is what the lieutenant got last week. But he had the records. He had all these hard records of all the fake overtime shifts. He had personally put in 61 in 2015. He'd done this himself. 61 fake shifts, overtime shifts, paid for by the feds, you and me. 73 in 2016 and 66 in 2017. But he's a great guy. He's a good family man, and he had asthma, you know, as a youth. So the feds say, in an effort to conceal his own evidence of his own fraud, in late 2017, Sergeant Robertson directed a subordinate trooper to destroy evidence by shredding false overtime paperwork known as 637s that incriminated Robertson and the other crooked members of the of Troop E. As the subordinate trooper testified at trial, Sergeant Robertson hit him in the chest with a folder containing the 637s and yelled, "Get rid of these." Through tears, the trooper testified that he stepped back, but Robertson continued telling him, "Shred these bleeping things. Go shred them." But he's a very honorable guy. Very honorable guy. 844-500-4242. Baby, these weak stories wouldn't even qualify for the old TV show Queen for a Day. The sad story of the show won a washing machine or a dryer. I remember that show. It was a radio show before it was a TV show. And they would judge how pathetic the stories were by how much the audience would clap. And then they had a clapping measurement, and that would be up on the screen. You'd say, "I don't think that really works."
It was just sob stories about how hard a housewife's life is.
Ugh. Right. Yeah. I was in the oxygen tent, and I didn't really want to steal the money, but, you know, the lieutenant made me steal the money, and I only embezzled a few $100,000 all told, and now I'm going to lose my pension, which I've been collecting for 3.5 years since I was indicted. They were weak stories, but they kind of make for humorous reading, I think, when you see this. 844-500-4242. Based on Florida numbers you reported for the first quarter, health care costs for illegal aliens, one can extrapolate by Florida's percentage of the population. The United States will be paying $33 billion in 2024 to cover health care costs for illegal aliens. I dare say Florida is tougher for illegal aliens than many, many states. It's probably closer to $50 billion, I would guess, when you think about how easy it is in Massachusetts, New York, Illinois, et cetera, California, New Jersey, to get illegal alien freebies. Everything free in America. Dave, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dave.
Hey, Howie, gotta love Florida, tear gas, you know? But two things. I must say, I'm a little disheartened by the low percentage for the janitor. Man, he was just following Senator Tom Cotton's advice that there are times when people got to take matters into their own hands. And he's a hero. I think that's great. He should have gotten 90%.
You know, someone tweeted out and said that here's this guy, you know, he's like making not much more than minimum wage probably. And he's doing a lot more to keep the campus safe and open than all these administrators who are making probably $500,000, $250,000 a year.
Exactly. It's up to us, the people. You know, it's we have to, because we can't depend on the government anymore. But another thing, too, you were talking about flags earlier, you know, all these Palestinian flags and headscarves show up all over the place. And one thing that you're going to have trouble finding is Israeli flags. You know, I only found one place, one store, and I'll give them a shout-out, the Army Barracks. There's a few of them around. There's one in Saugus on Route 1, and there's one up in Salem, New Hampshire on Broadway, and there's others, too. But they got Israeli flags, because I got one tied onto the back windshield wiper on my SUV, you know?
Yeah.
And because, you know, go figure, you can't find them except online. I won't buy online. It just won't do.
Well, you know, I mean, you'd be more likely to get your car keyed with an Israeli flag on it than with a Hamas flag, right?
But Howie, I've had it on for 2 months now, because that's where I found him the first time, when I had to search everywhere to find him. And I went back and got some fresh ones today, because, you know, they get dirty after a while, and I don't want to show disrespect. And, oh, no, it's right on the back. I got a couple of magnets to hold it out of the way of my license plate, so I can't get pulled for that, you know?
Yeah.
And, yeah, and I got one in the front yard, but, you know, Sally, I've only been able to give away, like, two or three. You know, it's like, where's people's bravery anymore, like that janitor? Where's the bravery?
He got angry. I'm going to read you the thing from the New York magazine. They had somebody inside. When they started pulling the furniture down, this is the report from the New York magazine, they encountered two facilities workers, that's the custodians, the janitors, who were still on site. The students were telling the facilities workers that they needed to leave. The employee in the Yankees hat said they were not going to tell him what to do. Again, he's been taking crap from these people for all this time. And these people are in there, and they're totally in violation of every campus rule and not to mention law, and they're telling him what to do. He said he was doing his job. They were trying to calm him down and convince him to leave, and I think they tried to touch him to calm him down, and he responded by pushing. They touched him. You don't do stuff like this.
Cops either, ever.
Yeah. The cops were, and this guy, he's obviously a puke who's writing this, who works for New York Magazine. The students were trying to level with them practically. They were saying this is happening and that it's better for them if they go. You don't get paid enough to deal with this. I think I remember one student saying something to that effect. I mean, how insulting is that, Dave?
Yeah, no, but God bless them, okay? Because that's what we need more of. People that are going to say, no, effing more.
Yeah.
We're done. Get out of here.
Thanks for the call. 844-500-4242. 844-500-40. A couple of days ago, it was Hayden, the district attorney of Suffolk County, Boston, fined $5,000 by the State Ethics Commission for leaking some documents through his staff on his primary opponent, who was a disgusting, horrible figure, Ricky Ricardo Arroyo. I didn't have a problem with Hayden doing that, because I thought I'm glad he did it, actually. Today, the new first Democrat district attorney ever in the Cape and Islands District, Robert Galboy, I guess is how it's pronounced. He just paid a $5,000 penalty for violating the conflict of interest law. He was fined $5,000 by the State Ethics Commission. He used public resources in an attempt to cast himself in a favorable public light after he was involved in a mysterious motor vehicle accident. This was in Hyannis. And to promote a campaign, donors rental apartments to office staff. He'd been in office for 1 month. You know, whatever you say about O'Keefe and all the other Republican DAs, I don't think they ever got caught doing stuff like this. And this guy was in office for 1 month, and he got bagged for two ethics violations. 844-500-4242. Nick, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Nick.
Howie, thank you for taking my call. You said that there was billions of dollars going for medical care for these immigrants. And I think it's trillions, because my sister-in-law was sharing a hospital room with a migrant, and that migrant was getting a $300,000 lung transplant.
A lung transplant?
Well, a lung transplant. Just one person, $300,000. So I think it turns out that Governor Pritzker up at Illinois is cutting off the health care because of this kind of stuff.
Right. Remember they said, oh, we're going to have health care for illegal aliens, but it's only going to cost like $10 million a year. And that was in the first two or three days, right?
Yeah, right. Anyway, that's
even the Democrats in Springfield went crazy about that, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I get it. So, well, thank you.
Thanks for the call. Hey, Nick, what country was this person from? Oh, too bad. Okay. 844. Should have asked that earlier. USF, University of South Florida. You should take a look at the mug shots of those people. Again, they all look like they're about 30, 5 to 40 years old, and they are hard years on them. And, a lot of them look like they come from the Mideast, too, by the way, or their names indicate they would come from the Mideast. 10 protesters were arrested at the University of South Florida's main campus after a pro-Nazi rally. This is in Tampa. It was sponsored by Tampa Bay Students for a Democrat Society. How come they can't come up with their own names? Why do they have to go back to the hippies' names from the, or hippie terrorist names from the 60s, the SDS? Tampa Bay Students for a Democrat Society. So one of the youths was found to have a gun. He had a gun in his waistband when he was arrested. One of the, probably one of the illegal aliens. 844-500-4242. How about this one? Did you see the story? Four teens won a football star killed when their SUV was stopped by police in Florida. Did you see this story? It was in the Daily Mail. Four Florida teens killed when police used the PIT, precision immobilization technique, to stop their SUV. And it was a high school including a high school football star. They all become stars when they're dead. Getting dead does a lot for your social standing. That's Damon Runyon said that 100 years ago. It's still true. Well, here's what they didn't tell you in the Daily Mail until deep in the story. The SUV that the four Florida teens were killed in, it was stolen. It was going 111 miles an hour. Now it turns out, this was deep, deep, deep in the story, authorities later added that two of the four dead teens that were killed in the SUV were wearing ankle monitors. Three had active warrants. Some of the occupants also appeared to be wearing ski masks in Florida in April. Maybe they should have pulled over, huh? Someone changed the headline about the football star. Four criminals dead after stealing car and fleeing from police. Another.
Who did they think they were? New York State DA?
That's right. That's right. Dorley was her name. They had all just gotten into MIT and were aspiring scientists and engineers, right? High school star. Again, I wonder if he was really a high school star. 844-500-4242. So they were probably all going to end up in prison or reform school, I would think. We'll be right back. Take a couple more final calls here. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Looking for the perfect gift for the Howie Carr fan in your life? Or maybe you're looking for a great deal on a local restaurant or entertainment venue?
We've got them all.
Go to HowieCarrShow.com and click store.
He's Howie Carr, and he's back.
Taylor just found the name and the age of the guy who was arrested at the University of South Florida in Tampa. 39 years old. This is the guy with the gun in his waistband. His name is Atha Othman, A-T-A-H. Atha. You know, like Muhammad Atha. Atha Othman. Oh, okay. Texter wants to know, when are they going to arrest this 63-year-old Lisa? What the hell is her name? Where is it here? Lisa Fithian. Lisa Fithian. F-I-T-H-I-A-N. 63 years old. She is a professional protest consultant, been arrested over 80 times. 80 times. She has participated in protests on climate change, Occupy Wall Street, and now Free Palestine. After midnight Tuesday, she was seen on video instructing a mob of anti-Israeli Nazi agitators as they took over an academic building at Columbia University. Ira Stoll is the, he's a consultant, he's the founder of TheEditors.com. he said that he wrote an article for the Wall Street Journal about how these left-wing groups are advertising for fellows to be paid $3,000 to work 8 hours a week for 3 months. On campuses across the U.S., they're paid for with hundreds of thousands of dollars from George Soros and the Rockefeller Brothers Fund. These are the same people who attend Black Lives Matter protests as well as the anti-Trump protests. 844-500-4242. Maria, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Maria. You there, Maria? Maria's gone. Go ahead.
I'm calling because these people are getting free health care, free everything. I think it's completely insane.
I agree.
And the state of Massachusetts, a complete garbage. My son's heart and blood pressure medication, the insurance refused to cover it. I have to pay almost $700 a month out of pocket for my disabled special needs little one. And little by little, they keep taking stuff away from these children that are in need. And I pay $230 a week for health insurance. And they still don't cover certain medication that my son needs.
Yeah, I know. And yet, I don't know if you've seen the pictures in the Herald. They send a van to these flop houses where the illegal aliens are living, and they provide free medical and dental. You don't even have to drive to the hospitals, Maria. They come to you.
I think it's insane. It drives me crazy because my son needs. I cannot afford to pay speech, OT, and physical therapy out of pocket. And whatever they give me, it's a half an hour a week for this child.
Yeah.
It's completely insane. Trying for mass health, forget it. I make way too much money. I cannot afford it. So I told them, I'm going to take my son to Mexico and cross the border and cross the Rio Grande and make pretend I speak Espanol. Maybe then my son will get all the services that he needs and free medication, free everything.
I know. You know what, Maria? They don't care. They just don't care, the Democrats in the legislature. All they care about is losing their seats if the Republicans get decent candidates in there. And by the way, the filing deadline has now passed, so it's too late. A lot of these Democrats are breathing a sigh of relief and saying, oh, God, I don't have a Republican. We can give the illegal aliens some more free stuff, even more free stuff. I'm sorry, Maria. I'm sorry you're going through this. You don't deserve it. None of us do. I'm Howie Carr. Everything green.